بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم في الحديث الشريف سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that a person's wealth is never diminished, doesn't decrease by giving sadaqa. By a person spending, giving some sadaqa, his wealth will never decrease. So, outwardly, there seems to be a decrease. A person got 100 rand, he took out 10 rand, he got 90 rand left. So there seems to be a decrease. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person's wealth will not decrease. Our Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib rahmatullahi, he mentioned that if a person has got pleurisy, his body is retaining water, it's not taking the water out. So this person's body gets bigger, starts swelling, but the water is not coming out. So outwardly it seems like there is some gain. Body is getting bigger. But that gain is detrimental. That gain is not healthy. On the other hand, a person who is keeping himself fit, is doing some exercise, is watching what he is eating, his diet, etc. So he may be losing weight. But that loss of weight is making the body healthy. So like that, when a person pays his zakat, a person gives some optional charities, etc., this, although outwardly it seems like there is some weight loss in the wealth, but in actual fact, this is making the wealth healthy. Making the wealth healthy, and a person's wealth will not diminish. Many a time when we talk about giving charities, we talk about giving sadaqa, etc., then our minds go sometimes towards those whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed a lot. That too is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with wealth, the person is earning in a halal way, and is spending in avenues of good, then that is a great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. The poorer Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our brothers of wealth, they are going very far ahead, they are teaching us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how is that? So they said, no, well, they are reading salah like how we read salah. They are keeping roza like how we keep roza. But they give sadaqat with their extra wealth. They give sadaqat. And we don't have that extra wealth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that should I not teach you something that you will surpass anyone. Nobody will be able to beat you unless a person does the same as you. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam educated them that after every salah, one is we do it after Fajr and after Asr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said after every salah, read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 33 times. In some riwayat it comes read Allahu Akbar 34 times. Some riwayat, different wordings are mentioned. But read this after every salah. So they started making amal upon it. Then after some time they went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So but our brothers, now they saw us making amal on this, now they're making amal on this also. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is the grace of Allah Ta'ala, He gives to whomsoever He wills. So the point is that sometimes our minds go to them, that those who Allah Ta'ala has really blessed, they are the ones who need to give sadaqah. They are the ones who need to spend from their wealth. Each and every one of us, according to the means that Allah Ta'ala has given us, we must spend in Allah Ta'ala. In one hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it be with half a khajur. Half a date, half a khajur, how much is that? Even that much if you can give in sadaqah, give that also. So whatever we can manage to give, take out from our wealth, take out something and give it in sadaqah. The old people, they used to have this habit when they opened their businesses. People used to keep floats in the till. Now I think even the float will float away between the till. In the old days, there was much more safety. Maybe there was less gunas, so Allah Ta'ala gave more safety. So every morning when they open the shop, before they can do any sales, they must take out some sadaqa from the till. Some people had a habit that every morning when they open the shop, they first feed the birds. They should keep one 10 kg crushed maize or something, and then they'll first feed the birds also. Because to feed any makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, any creature of Allah Ta'ala, this is a sadaqa. Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is such. When things become commercialized, then we don't see the grace of Allah Ta'ala. People who do farming, they do a lot of pest control. In the coast, you find a lot of banana farms. Come to Rustenburg, you see, I think it's platinum dumps. The mine dumps, platinum dumps. Go to the coast, you see all the banana farms. So you see blue packets or grey packets over the bananas. Why? See, the monkeys mustn't get to it. We need to sell these bananas. We need to make money out of it. The monkeys eat it, our property is good. So they cover it with plastic so the monkeys don't get to it. But Allah Ta'ala's grace is such that if a person plants a fruit tree and any makhluk of Allah Ta'ala eats from that fruit tree, he is getting rewarded. He has given sadaqah, he has given charity. So one is that person who opens his shop and is giving something. Here sometime before he can leave his home, already the birds are at it, or some monkey is at it, or some animal is at it. That is also a sadaqah of a person. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can spend off our wealth, spend from our wealth, do some good thing every day from our wealth for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith sharif is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases a person's izzat. Allah Ta'ala increases a person's honor by a person forgiving others, overlooking, forgiving. Many a time when there is a dispute, sometimes the ladies complain. The ladies, they complain before the men. When there is a marital dispute, some argument happened, whatever. So generally the ladies, they'll phone the Maulana first. The man, now he knows, okay, I'm going to sort this problem. The lady, she becomes, you know, emotional, so she'll phone. So nowadays, what we do is when they phone, we leave it. We don't do anything. So after 4 or 5 days, the lady will send one email. So, Mona, don't tell him anything. It's all sorted out now. Don't tell him. So the ladies complain, so you tell them, it's all in your mind, just ask for maaf. Just ask for maaf. But every time I must ask for maaf first. He doesn't ever ask for maaf. Every time I must ask for maaf. Whereas our Akabirin, our Shaykh, they are educating us to see you ask for maaf. Whether it's at home, some of our Bujurganideen, they even ask their own children for maaf. If they felt that they did something, maybe that was not the best thing to do at that time. Maybe they shouted the child, he's no more a child now, maybe he's a teenager. They shouted the child in front of others. The father got the right. Later on, if he felt they not, it wasn't the right thing for me to do. They ask their own children also for maaf. Whether it's at home with the wife, the children, or whether it is our staff members, whatever. There was one person who used to live in Zameen. He is Mahum now, Allah Ta'ala make his Maghfirat, Rajim Jannat. He ran a very big business, quite a few branches and. But two things I noticed in his life. One was the respect he had for his parents. His parents were elderly and they probably started the business or whatever. Now he took it to another level. So his parents, every afternoon, they used to come to the wholesale. One day, there was no driver to go and pick them up. So I told him, I said, no problem, I'll go and fetch them. Ramadan time, I will lift the box around. So I told him, and that means, anytime you get a car key in your hand, you really have. So they had given me one vehicle to use. So I told him, no, I'll go and fetch them. He was going out, he said to me, which car are you going with? So I told him, the car that I'm using, and it was a good car that they had given me. He said, no, I'm going to fetch my parents. My parents must sit in the best that I own. So then he gave me the vehicle that, some fancy vehicle that he was driving. He said, go and fetch them. So when they would come to the shop, the father will come, the mother will come, elderly people. So they had their two chairs. Now the father would tell the son, move this to me. Do this, mother will then do that. And the staff also knew that they must comply. Late afternoon, they tired now, they need to go back home. The driver will take them home. The staff will put everything back in their place. What do you ask? I say, every day this. He said, they're my parents. They can come and do whatever they want. I'll never tell them no. The other thing about him, he never reprimanded the staff in public. Even a sweeper. If he needed to tell any staff member anything, he'd call the person respectfully to the office. The person can be packing the shelves, he can be in the receiving, whatever. Senior staff or junior staff. He'll call the person in the office and talk to him behind closed doors. And those two sifat that he may have had other sifat, but those two that I seen, I felt that Allah Ta'ala gave a lot of barakat because of them. So to be able to ask for maafi. Sometimes we think that if I'm going to ask for maafi, that means I'm wrong. If I'm going to ask for maafi, that means I'm accepting blame. So I'm going to put myself down. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that the person, Allah Ta'ala only increases him in izzat by him asking for maafi. Sometimes it can be small things. Sometimes it is bigger things, whatever it may be. give the other person the benefit of the doubt and ask for maafi. Many big, big disputes can be put away like this. Our Hazrat Mu'izz Qasam Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, a bad out of court settlement is better than a good court case. A lot of times, the lawyers, they tell a person, oh, you want a good case. That the lawyer is telling the opposition party, you got a good case. Both got a good case. That's their job, the lawyer, that's their job now, those that fight in court and all that. But we must rather make maaf, rather let our heart go, even if we feel it's my heart, it's my heart. Rather let it go. It reminds me of one incident. Tell me, Krishna. So, there was a few brothers that were in business together. And there were some disputes carrying on between the brothers. Now some disputes, there are a few shops and some disputes carrying on. The one brother had made taluk with his Mu'izz Qasam Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Hazrat was coming to the town where they were living, where their businesses were, they were coming to some programs. So this person was very happy now. Hazrat is coming. He sits the brothers down. Hazrat was sort this thing out once and for all. So when Hazrat came, he spoke to Hazrat Maulana and said, now this is the dispute. He explained everything. This is the whole dispute. And I want you to, you know, settle. Whatever fesla you make, we're happy to go. So Hazrat heard him out. And Hazrat told him, see, what you do, there's no need to have a meeting. You go to your brothers and tell them that you don't want anything. You're walking out. You don't want anything. You are walking out. They must take the business. So he has a bunch, you know, he's going to explain his whole business now. Hazrat told him, you want to listen to me or you don't want to listen? So he, Napa gave him the tawfiq at that time, he listened. And that's what he did. He walked out of the business. He told him, right, you all have this business. He walked out. And as I told him to shift town also, don't stay there and open a business there. But now you'll be in opposition with your brother. He told him to move town, very far away from where you are living. In fact, made him move province. I'm telling you now, you go and open a business. And that person told me himself, said that at that time I had no money. Hazrat wrote off a check. He gave me a check. And he told me, if you need money, you fill the amount, tell me how much you need. I'll arrange for that money for you, you go and open a business. So he said some years later, he went and gave Hazrat the check back. He didn't use the check. But Allah gave him so much of barakah, so much of barakah, and so much of muhabbat came in the land between the brothers. But after that, he had to still assist the brothers also. But then the nephews, the nieces, they used to come to him for advice. And he was a big asset to the family after that, spiritually also. And finally, so Allah Ta'ala will increase a person's izzat, walk away from a dispute. Let it go. It's only dunya in the body. It's only dunya in the body. Let it go. You have it, you're saying it's yours, you're demanding, you don't want to stick to reason. Then I'm going to fight for you. Take it. Carry it. So that was the second point, that a person's izzat will be increased by having a forgiving nature. Forgiving. Hold things in the heart, hold a dirty heart. third thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that a person adopts humility. A person adopts humility for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will raise his daraja. Allah Pak will raise him. This humbleness, this humility is a very, very salient feature in the Mubarak life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they also, obviously they followed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, so many examples, Sahaba radiallahu anhum mentioned, that even the small slave girls, the little children from the slaves of Madinah Munawwara, they too could come and hold Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand and just take him. I got this need, I need that, or I want this, or can I see this? They too could just do that. Today our situation has come that not even our own children can do it. Hazrat comes home, he's so stressed and so, one hand is still on the phone, other hand is looking at something else. If his own children come to him, the wife also is checking from far, what's the weather conditions today? Let's see now, what, or just keep quiet, or what must do? Can approach, can't approach. The children also, if they have to approach the father, I'm busy now, good human, I'm busy. So busy we became, so important we became, that our own children too, they will make appointment with us now. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anybody could come to him any time. Sahaba said, we went to the door of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no doorkeeper also. No doorkeeper also. It was accessible to anyone. We running one business. We're not accessible. We're not accessible. Follow protocol. Follow protocol. We're not accessible. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what mission he had and who he was. Allah Ta'ala took him up. Allah Ta'ala spoke directly to him. What a maqam he had. And he was accessible to anyone. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering a khutbah, a person walks in, villager, they don't really have, you know, a little bit rough on their edges, but sincere people. He walked in, says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me my deen, I don't know my deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stops the whole program, goes to him, sits him down, explains to him about deen. Then he comes back and continues with the program. Such tawazu, such humility. Generally when we talk about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, then in our minds we think of some jalani person. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was passing his final moments. His son, beloved Umar radiallahu ta'ala, cradling the father in his lap, his head is in the lap of his son, beloved Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu says to him, says, see, put my face on the floor. Let my cheek touch the sand. Umar is not worthy of your lap. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi comments on that incident. He says that my experience that the more a person attains taqwa, the more a person attains the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, the more humble the person is. More and more humble the person is. So Allah Ta'ala give us this sifat. One is that we must be able to spend all our wealth. It doesn't have to be big, big amounts. Whatever Allah gives us, we must try and spend of it, give something of it. We take care of somebody's need in the dunya, Allah will take care of our needs. And then have a forgiving nature. Don't hold things. As Imam Magda Sahib mentioned, that a person who, as long as in his heart there is some malice for somebody, there is some unfinished business in the heart, he will never be able to progress spiritually. Can't progress spiritually. It reminds me of one incident. I don't know if you all knew Hafiz Dr. Abdul Qadir Ansar Sahib from Delhi. He's also marhoom now. So many people we talk about now are all marhoom now. So once it was Eid day, I was traveling, going past Lady Smith, so I stopped to meet Hafiz. So we used to call him Hafiz Papa. He grew up in front of him. And when I entered the house, now normally he'll welcome you, and as soon as I entered the house, he made salam. He said, Mona, behave you. Just sit down here. No, against his normal habit. What happened here now? Just wrong. See, I'm upset about two things. See, number one, in the Kitab, you had communal feelings. Now, I'm not saying right and wrong, I'm not doing all of that. Talking about what was his views. He said, all the years, everybody was eating in their own Itikaf tent. Now this year you had communal feeling. Why you did this? So I told him, Abhisattva Azharati, it won't happen to me. I also realized, cause not of talking and all this. He said, Acha. So, Dusri Baat, one person came to sit there for the Itikaf, and he had no mahram at home. He gave me the name. So I said, Al Papa, he got no taluk with me. He just came to ask Ijazat to sit for Evita. I don't know who he meant. Mr. Rawat, he's got no taluk with me, nothing. He's not even from our area. He just came and asked Ijazat if he can sit for Evita. He said, Wo bahana nahi hai. It's not an excuse. You should have found out. You should have found out first who is his mahram at home. Why you didn't find him? Mazdullah. He said, right, now what you want? Tea or coffee? Now I can serve you. He said, I have to get this thing off my chest. I have to sort it out, get it off my chest. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to serve you. Keep a clean heart. Whatever, sometimes you got something, the easiest thing is to go up to the person and talk to him. But shaitan makes that the most difficult thing in our mind. But that's the easiest thing to do. Go up to the person, clear the head, meet mom, finish. Fold it up, put it away. Allah Ta'ala is going to fold the whole sun and put it away. So our small problems can't be folded and put it away. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfi, Allah give you tawfi. Increase our Guru Salam upon Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these Muharram days. Increase our recitation of third kalima to the Azkar. Try and get closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah forgive me to read the Tawfiq. Grant the entire Tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته